Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Anticipate the worst
and hope for the best.
Optimism's a big letdown.
But this is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Podcast found on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and
always free at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
So, a little bit more on that horrible story that we ended the last segment with.
Oh, yeah, what was it again?
The penis with the
severed
ants.
Penis, yeah, with the ants.
The
all
severed
over.
Penis.
That was awful.
And
the link is up there.
And they couldn't. They couldn't reattach it because it was, you know, dirty and
right. Too jagged, too full of ants.
Jagged, dirty, yeah. But they did make an extra hole in there for him so he could urinate.
Three holes, no waiting. just one more.
Right, that's right.
Piss out of the stub.
Now then, as for the man himself, here's the addendum. The doctors did plan to perform another surgery that would have lengthened and reconstructed his penis further. But the patient apparently relocated, and they've since lost touch with him.
So he's fine with an inch? That's stuck with a tape.
There was a hopeful tone in your right. voice there.
All right, what's his number?
I don't want it.
I didn't know they could lengthen it. I didn't know there was a procedure.
Well, maybe.
Sure you do.
It's called a Peter pump. Push has one.
Does it need to be lopped off first?
Well, you know, it already was.
Yeah, but can they take
And they were
guy.
Trying to fix it up and give him a little something, something. You know, like
an average size one.
Like they would for someone that didn't have one and then they wanted one.
Yeah.
They make them
right.
one.
That's right.
I'm curious if they can take an intact penis and lengthen it.
If they could, I think that would be a very popular operation.
Yeah. They are working on that in a general sense.
That would be a line outside the door, I would think.
Yeah, but that's not a great way of going about things from what you hear.
You seem to be overly curious about this, Todd.
Yeah. Well, I'll wait in line with you. Everybody would.
What if it's 2 inches?
It's a little long, but it doesn't feel long.
Okay, Carl. Right.
I think it would appeal to more than me.
Oh, yeah. I'd ask for the forearm.
Sure.
Can I have the forearm, please?
Lucky Sarah.
She'd be real lucky.
I'd be like, check it out. It's huge. That's all I would die. That's all you talk about for the rest of your life.
I know. Look at my husband's penis.
Right.
That's it.
Damn it.
Gigantic.
At Popular Mechanics, they are telling us about some of the Olympic rules that athletes have to follow.
And the next time somebody compliments your wife's ass at Costco, she could tell them about your penis.
Right.
You think that's right. nice? Yeah. You should see this.
Check this out.
Guy the Popular Costco, Mechanics.
Guy at Costco liked Nick's wife's ass.
Right.
And expressed
and said it. Out loud.
Yeah, said it out loud.
Nick wasn't there to defend her honor, though.
No. Wow. Well, they do have some special ed people there. I mean, you can't
Who says
say that.
You can't say that. You can't say that.
Yeah, it's like a super creep.
Right.
I don't know. It is worse. Everybody else just, thinking that when they're looking at an ass.
Yeah, of course, we all are.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but he thought he was being really nice. Yeah.
Hey, it's a nice ass you got there.
I don't know. What's the outcome you're looking for?
I don't know.
He might just be saying it. He might be thinking that he is giving her a compliment that she will accept well.
Sure.
Yeah.
What woman doesn't want to hear that from a guy like me?
Right.
All of them?
Yeah. All of them, yeah.
Nobody wants to.
Yeah.
At Popular Mechanics, they had a list of some Olympic rules that athletes have to follow. Some of them are quite odd. Boxers have to be clean-shaven, for instance. They can't have facial hair.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, track and field athletes don't have to wear shoes. They can if they want.
Yeah.
Gymnasts can't wear colorful nail polish.
I wonder why. That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't mention why. Women figure skaters have to wear skirts.
All right. Well, they usually do anyway.
No. It's they usually do because they
have to.
No pants.
Yeah,
I understand that. But I think just for the, I think they get higher points. You're just seeing all kinds of leg and everything. That's just that's
have to wear skirts
because it's a rule.
It's a rule.
I know. I'm just saying.
That, no backflips are allowed in figure skating either.
All right.
I didn't know that. If you get a world record swimming, you have to fax that in.
Yes.
Literally fax it. Apparently, wrestlers have to carry a handkerchief. Okay, so they call that a blood rag.
For checking the oil.
Bleeding out.
Water polo players have to have their toenails checked before competition.
Oh, yeah. You could jab some guy underneath the water the whole time.
I never
right.
thought about that.
Yeah, spiking that guy. Yeah.
Daggers.
I mean, somebody was getting sliced.
I know.
File those things down.
Beach volleyball bikinis have to be a certain size. The sides of the bottom cannot be any wider than 7 centimeters.
Fine with that.
Snowboarders have to spin in 2 different directions. I didn't know that. The gymnast cannot wear scoop or V-neck leotards.
If they do, they wear a shirt underneath it.
Okay.
Or it's a panel that looks like.
Right.
Oh, I've seen it.
It's actually
a dickie. They're wearing a dickie.
Well, it looks nude. It looks nude colored, so it looks like it's some sort of scoop, but it's actually a full.
It's a nude dickie.
Comes up to the neck.
Well, same thing with the skaters. They wear a lot of panels that are flesh colored.
Right.
So it looks like they're showing a lot
of
skin.
Gives the illusion.
Yeah, there is no excessive nudity for figure skaters. That's why you see the flesh toned panels.
Yeah.
Karate.
That's a great band name, the Flesh Toned Panels.
It is.
There's a band called the Flesh Tones already, but.
If you're a competitor in karate, apparently you have to have your hair clean because if the referees say your hair is not clean enough, they can disqualify you.
Well, it could be just gross.
Still.
Wrestling around with some grease ball.
Yeah, but you don't expect to get
disqualified.
Let's see.
That would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
You train your whole life. I'm like, yeah, my hair is all gross.
And I didn't know that equestrians cannot use their voices during competition. For the horses, they can't talk to the horse. They can't make a noise. They can't click, even.
They just have to use their hands, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
No noises.
Now, I think about it. When you watch those equestrian, they're not saying anything.
Yeah.
It's a quiet sport.
Note for our Deadpool players.
Oh.
And I'm not kidding on this one.
Yeah, she's in bad shape, right?
This has gone. I think I have her on my list.
Do
I'm
you
not
really?
Sure.
You do?
Yeah, I think I have her on my list. Turning 89 years old today is Yoko Ono.
The Yoko gets hers.
Yoko gets hers.
Yeah. She's actually in bad shape. That's just the age thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You hear
don't have her on my list.
And I do have her on my list.
John loved her, man.
He did.
And we all love John Lennon.
Apparently, she's not healthy enough to make guttural noises.
That's not a good sign.
No.
How many people have her, Craig?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sure a lot.
Okay. Nick?
No, I forgot to put her on the list.
How old did you say she was?
89.
Oh, my. A lot have her?
A lot.
Like over a couple hundred?
Double that.
Oh, 400.
Yeah, wow. At least 400. About 450.
Is that is that like wishful thinking for some of them? Beatles fans?
People that don't understand.
Hoping to let her go?
Yeah.
So, Yoko's birthday today.
Well, if you like her or if you don't, even if you're a Beatles fan, if she dies, it's going to be sad. It's just another piece of the Beatles
that's
going to be gone.
Exactly right. You're exactly right, Nick. Piece
you
of
see,
history.
Yeah. See the photo from last weekend? It was Ringo and his wife with Joe Walsh and his wife at the Super Bowl.
They're sisters.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They married sisters.
They're brothers-in-law, which is so cool.
That is
My brother-in-law is Ringo Starr. My brother-in-law is Joe Walsh. Yeah. And they've been brother-in-laws for a long time, too. Yeah.
Family band kicks ass.
Wow. Who's Ringo's wife again?
Catherine Bach.
Catherine Bach.
Not Catherine Bach. Catherine,
no,
Barbara.
Barbara.
Barbara,
right.
Barbara Bach, yeah. And yeah. They've been together since the early 80s.
No.
They introduced Joe Walsh to her sister.
I did not know that. Yeah. They looked like they were having fun.
And he performs in the All-Star Band once in a while, too.
Yeah. Oh, you would think.
Yeah, well, he's not getting $1 zillion to be on stage with the Eagles.
Hey, Joe, can you play?
He gets $10 to be on stage with.
But in comparison, he does.
Yeah,
comparison.
Relatively.
Yeah, right.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is a big deal to Snapchat users. Snapchat finally letting their people change their usernames after over a decade.
Speaking of brothers and sisters, I saw this one. This ain't the only one I've ever seen, but I saw this yesterday. Two guy twins married two chick twins. They both had babies. So those babies are actually cousins and twins because it's the same thing. The same two guys have the same thing. They married two girls with the same thing. They both had babies. So the kids are basically biological twins and biological cousins.
Wow.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is a young couple, both of them. And this sounds stupid saying it because they're twins, but they look exactly alike because they're still young. They haven't, the guys look like they're 25 and they look like indistinguishable. And so do the women. So I'm thinking neither one of those guys had an eye for another woman. They both fell in love with the same woman.
They both have a type.
And by the way, and so do girls, so. I want one of those. Well, here's another one.
Boy.
Why can't I find somebody like that? Hey, guess what?
You can, right.
Do you have a brother?
You could never prove.
Like me.
You could never prove that she cheated on you with your brother.
Never.
Ever. Right. Even with a kid.
That's right. One of those. Yeah, that's a good point. One of those guys could have banged. Now we're just making it lascivious, which we do.
That doesn't sound like us.
No.
One of them decides to cheat on her husband with a guy that looks just like her husband. That's not even called strange, is
it's like
it?
And if she
strange.
Has a kid and he says, hey, whose baby is this?
So there's no difference.
Do the test and it'll look just like yours.
That's right.
Is there no DNA difference between identical twins?
I found this story here, and they all live together, too, which is even weirder.
That means somebody's banging in
the
dark.
They're banging.
I thought you were Linda. Sorry.
It says the babies are known as quaternary twins, meaning genetically they are siblings, but they're also considered cousins.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, did they both couples have sets of twins or just one?
No, they only had one baby
each.
They
each had one baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and
those babies look alike, too.
Yeah, because
they're both boys, aren't they?
Genetics, the genetics of both mom and both dad are identical. Yeah.
Right.
They're technically twins.
Genetically, they are twins, but they're also considered to be cousins because they didn't come from the same mother.
Because they're two Chinese, but they're brothers. Two brothers, right, yeah. We found out earlier from Todd that they like the word Johnny.
Love it.
It's romantic.
whispered in the ear.
They live together, too.
Yeah, they moved in, yeah. So all six of them living in the same house.
I realize they're entities. Us non-twins, which is most of us, they are separate entities. But when they look exactly like somebody, you're that person. To the rest of us.
Yeah.
To the rest of us,
But if you are a twin, aren't you way more likely to produce a twin? Especially,
I think so.
Nowadays,
both of them are twins.
Fertility drugs is happening a lot more often, but you're right.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's the first time I've ever heard of a story like that.
I know.
That's just crazy.
Right. That's pretty convoluted.
That has to be very rare.
Yep.
Well, I wonder how much attraction there is to, you know, the other twin that you're not with.
Oh,
for either of them, because you'd be, you're obviously attracted to what they look like, or you wouldn't have married somebody that looks just like him. But it's also,
I still think they're guys.
Right. Yeah,
they're horny for the other one. I mean, they're, I like her sister. Her sister looks just like her. I know, but
did you see her?
Yeah, but she hadn't bitch at me.
And I would guess you momentarily confuse the people once in a while, even though they probably got some distinguishing.
Well, with those four in the same house, they might know exactly who the difference is, you know.
Right. The way they carry themselves.
Oh, they've all got assigned colored shirts, you know.
Yeah.
You always wear blue. You always wear green.
But can you get in trouble for banging somebody you don't in that house that's not your wife?
I'd imagine.
Yeah, but still, I thought it was you.
Sure. I don't know.
I thought it was you.
Not both.
The other one says, I thought it was you, too.
If they have the conventional rules, yeah. The people generally in that kind of situation don't like you banging other people.
Easier to get out of, though, don't you think?
No.
We both thought this was you.
How could you not know that wasn't me?
Right.
Well, even walking by somebody in the kitchen, you know, a quick smack on the ass.
That's
I mean, that you could get in trouble with. You never know. Then she turns around.
A little honk honk on the wiener, you know, that kind of stuff, like the ladies like to do.
Honk honk.
Like they like to do.
How you doing, honey? Honk honk. Yeah, it doesn't happen.
Honk honk.
That doesn't happen to everybody?
Yeah. Well, it's like, not right now.
Good morning.
I don't know anybody that likes to do that either. It's like, I like to dream.
Honk.
Hi, honey. Honk honk. How do we start that out? We're talking about, Yoko, I guess, for some reason, yeah. Oh, and the Barbara Bach. I mean, she'd be
the brother-in-law.
Catherine Bach. Right.
Not Catherine.
Oh, which Bach is married? Oh, Barbara.
Bach.
Yeah, yeah.
Actress.
Yes.
An auction house is offering up some Michael Jordan memorabilia.
59, by the way, yesterday. Michael was 59.
Oh, yeah.
A cigar smoked by Michael Jordan. So I guess not the entire cigar, since it was smoked. Cigar smoked by Michael Jordan up for auction. Opening bid, just $500.
Because it's gross?
Yeah. That would be my thing, yeah.
It's not a cigar you smoked after a championship or something, just a random cigar?
That's a good point.
That's correct.
Random.
The cigar was obtained by a woman who took a photo with him at an Arizona resort. She said that Mike had put out the cigar just before taking the photo and left it there, so she just took it.
Ew.
Yeah, it's just gross.
I mean, so every time he dumps his ashtray, he's like, there's $2,000.
Right. Now that you mention it, it's impossible to smoke
the whole cigar, right?
All the cigar, all the cigarette, or all the joint.
Oh, the cigarette.
Unless you want to burn your lips.
Right.
Unless you have a roach
clip. Well, roach clip.
Yeah.
I suppose.
There's pretty much nothing left after a roach clip.
Even then, you end up eating a little bit.
Yeah. That's true.
I've seen people really efficiently smoke a joint with a roach clip.
But there's still a little piece of the end.
Thing where the roach clip covers it, then you eat that.
So nobody's ever going to get a Michael Jordan roach clip.
No.
I mean, the end of the road.
Some people will sacrifice that to the gods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The weed gods.
Or add it to the bowl. Yeah.
Or that. I think we've covered the options here.
That's eating it.
Generally
eat it is first.
Yeah. Eating, sacrificing, smoking.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody eat it.
You put it in the pipe.
Really?
Oh, you haven't?
No.
He's younger than you guys.
It's never occurred to me. It's like,
I've seen him eat it.
It's been on fire. There's no way it tastes good.
I've seen these guys eat it. What are you talking about?
You weren't hanging around with us back in the day, obviously. Oh.
I know I've seen these guys eat it.
What are we talking about?
Pretty much what we do on the radio. We eat it every day on the radio, too. But no, roach clips. Roaches at the end.
No, of all the things, like, I love Jordan back in the day, but of all the things of memorabilia that I could try to buy, that would not be
And
it.
I don't think
the only one you could afford.
She might not even get it because, you know, he smokes a lot of cigars, and nobody's going to pick up his cigars. It's gross,
man. It's kind of gross, yeah.
And he's not like, I mean, I realize he's really famous and everything, but you want him sneakers or signed jersey or even a photo with him.
Yeah.
Maybe sign that. But you don't.
What are you going to do, mount this thing on the wall and watch it mold over time?
Well, if anything, you would not sell it. You would just keep it in a humidor. Hey, that Michael Jordan, that'd be kind of fun to have.
Yeah, I guess.
But reselling it makes it gross.
You want to shellac it.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Put it in the frame.
Yeah. But even that, it's still just, you know.
Even grabbing it out of the ashtray that first night, that lady, that's like, ugh.
I could see if it was like half of a cigar that had gone out on its own, that hadn't been like smashed out in an ashtray.
Right.
It was after he won like his fourth championship
or
something.
Yeah, that's different.
This is a celebratory cigar from this moment.
Or you get a Michael Jordan action figure and just put the cigar in his hand.
Yeah.
Yeah,
starting lineup.
Because there's a couple of them when he won those six. There's a couple he's holding the actual trophy with a big stogie sitting there. That stogie would be worth more.
But yeah, I'd rather have shoes or a jersey or something cool.
Right.
Like I say, he isn't going to mold and look nasty in a few years.
A pair of his Hanes underwear, even with a hole in it.
Whatever.
Yeah. Except he probably doesn't wear Hanes.
I'd be surprised.
Although
Jordan's on that underwear. He's going to pick up the six pack.
I don't know if he's still got that deal or not.
I haven't seen it in a long time, Push. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
His taste might be a little
more. Well, he does. Yeah. He does have his own clothing brand now, so he probably wears just that.
Right.
Be my guess.
Built a golf course too, didn't he?
Yeah, they wrapped up a PTI yesterday. Basically, he's got the Charlotte Hornets. What do they call the Bobcats now?
No, they're the Hornets.
Oh yeah, the Charlotte Hornets. He owns the racing team. He has a really nice golf.
He's got a NASCAR team.
And Cornheiser just said he's going about life just buying stuff he wants because he can.
Yeah. Because he's Michael freaking Jordan.
Did that house ever sell?
The one outside of Chicago? That's a great point.
No.
Because it's not.
It hasn't sold yet. I just saw here within the last couple of days it hasn't sold yet.
It's way too expensive.
Well, they dropped the price by about half over the years.
I know.
Well, isn't there a big 23 in the front gate and stuff?
I think that sells, not that there's not money outside of Chicago. I think that sells quicker if it's somewhere warm.
Yeah.
It's still, you're still buying all that mansion to live outside of Chicago where the weather sucks.
I'm looking at the Zillow listing here. It's on Zillow.
Really? How much?
$14,855,000.
Okay.
Nine
How
bed.
Much is that up after in the past month? Zillow says, what's up or down over the past month?
I don't know. I got to scroll
down. You're right. It's got it is outdated inside, though. It looks outdated, they
Nine
say.
Nine bed, 19 bath, 32,000 square feet.
Yeah.
A gym.
Gym, basketball court. It looks like it's had some updating.
Oh, it has.
There are some. The photos look nice, but you're right. There is a giant 23 in the gate out front.
Right. Okay, but if I can afford that house,
I'm leaving the number up.
I can also, if I want to,
get rid of the number.
Afford to get a different gate.
Yeah.
Put your number up from Little League or something like that.
Yeah. Yep.
Does he have the?
But then you got to call the gate guy. They could just change it.
No Mark Wahlberg 3-hole golf course in the backyard.
I haven't gotten to that yet.
It looks like it's pretty. Yeah,
this listing started in 2013 at $21 million. So they've dropped it 30%.
Somebody's
been on sale for nearly a decade.
And told us that the Wahlberg one is actually really quality artificial turf.
Oh,
it's not real grass.
Man.
Wouldn't you be afraid of scratching up the turf then?
Oh, no.
I'm sure it's really good.
It's tough. It's good.
Yeah.
The estimated payment on this,
Craig.
The estimated payment on this is only $85,000 a month. I think we could take
with how much down? How much down?
It doesn't say.
10%.
Doesn't say. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if they just assume 10% down.
Let's say nothing down.
All right.
What about that?
Oh, it does have a putting green, Todd. Right.
If for no other reason, this is a good reason to join Michael Jordan's Grove 23 Club. I think it's somewhere in Florida.
He shouldn't allow white guys.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
No white guys.
Little payback.
Yeah, a little payback. Right?
Jordan's Club has some amazing state-of-the-art features, such as carts that go 35 miles an hour.
Holy cow.
Wow.
We've been in one of those, Todd. Yes, dangerous,
that's dangerous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Somebody's wrecking one of those every day.
I almost killed me and Todd on one of those.
Right, and I don't think this is unique, but a drone that delivers food and drink.
Oh. So you get a vodka soda delivered to you by a drone?
Yep, by a drone.
Wow. No cart girls?
It might be unique. And
maybe not.
Other clubs probably don't want that noise, Todd, so he's probably being cool, saying, what the hell, we're just partying out here. Let's have fun.
Do the carts have that damn horn that one that you guys had was equipped with? You could hear from like three holes away that
have a horn.
Tyler accidentally would step on in somebody's backswing all the damn
time.
It
was your backswing I was doing that.
Oh, that wasn't a separate air horn?
No, no, it was a little, it was like a little pedal on the on the floor.
But it was an air horn. It sounded like an air horn.
Yeah,
yeah.
I actually did that during your backswing push.
Yeah. Jackass. Yeah.
I want to get a drone just to deliver drinks to myself for the driveway.
But if it, is it, does it just spill the vodka as the drone's flying?
I'd probably put a lid on it.
Lid.
Yeah, lid. Yeah, yeah,
we have that technology.
We do have that technology.
Might put a cap on it.
Guys talking shit. You get to eavesdrop. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcast now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.